I was introduced to some more of the legislators and noticed some of the names on their desks that I'd heard before but could never put a face to them. One lady even walked up to me and said, "You're Bradley Dean. I seen you at the Princeton Tea Party in Minnesota. I'm so excited that you're giving the prayer today." So I felt very welcome and all was good. I walked over to the clergy and went through protocol as to what to do and how to do it. First, I was told to pray, and then when I was done, I would turn and say the Pledge of Allegiance, and that was it. And before I said the prayer, I even asked the clergy if it was okay to give a preface to my prayer so it would have meaning. Of course, within the 2 minutes that I was given, he said, "That's fine." Jesus always taught in parables, first the natural lesson so they could understand the spiritual lesson, 1 Corinthians 2:13 through 14. Right before I went up to prayer, Kurt Zellers, the speaker of the house, came up to me, introduced himself, and warmly welcomed me as well. Pretty cool guy, right? Well, 9 a.m. came too, and I went up and said the prayer. After it was all over with, I went back out into the rotunda and walked around the protest, wondering what it was about. The homosexual protesters were shouting, "Just say no! Just say no!" 6 days before I even got there. And by the way, that "just say no" was to the people of the great state of Minnesota having the power to vote on the homosexual marriage issues, which is illegal in this country. Me and my son then walked outside so he could run around with his buddies on the state capitol grounds. And when he was done, we left the capitol. About 10 minutes later, I called Jake and asked him a question. And he said, "Hang on, Bradley, something unprecedented is happening." I said, "Now what?" He said that they were replaying my prayer and some of the protesters were saying, "That's Bradley Dean." I thought to myself, some socialist was angry with me for praying in the name of Jesus. I did not go to the Capitol that day to deny my Lord. For those that know my ministry, I've always been outspoken about the illegal homosexual agenda in this country. I'm a preacher of the Word of God, a patriot in magnifying the directives of our Constitution, and all the while a defender of the family, a fighter for our posterity, our kids, and an enforcer of the laws of our godly inheritance. I was living for everything that our veterans fought, bled, and died for. And by the way, this is a preacher's job to ward off the wolves and protect the innocent flock, as is it a patriot's and American's responsibility. Freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do, but rather what we ought to do. So after Jake told me that they were replaying my prayer, I then called one of my administrators at the office and said, "Type in my name and see if my prayer is out there." Sure enough, it was out there, and that is all over out there. Wow! I felt like the reformer Martin Luther nailing the 95 Theses to the wall in Wittenberg with the best of intentions, and guess what? I'm not even Catholic. Now the topic of the media. We firstly need to remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States, said. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now let me ask you, how many of you believe what the media reports? Now remember what John Adams said. Our Constitution was made for a moral people. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word moral is defined as the conformity to the standard of right. I wanted to see why there was so much downfall, fear, oppression, and immorality being pushed through the media on the American people. So I went and did my homework.
At the Sons of Liberty, we
now,
are in the trenches
the
doing
news?
What it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0000. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, I do want to let you know, folks, again, if you're just joining us after some time, we got the phone lines back up, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I'm going to say it one more time. Write it down, 281-845-4704. 845-4704. And the reason I keep doing that, friends, is so I get it in me so I can remember it. I still remember GCN's number like the back of my hand. So I'm trying to catch this one and put it in its place, right? Okay. Want to let you know also as well, friends, we're going to be talking about as the invasion continues. Folks, the invasion continues. Yes, indeed it does. And it is disheartening to say the least, especially for the up and coming generation, because they see that the older generation has dropped the ball on so many different fronts. And it is to the point now, friends, where if we're not blowing the trumpet as loud as we can, we are traitors to the king and we are traitors to our people, as are we traitors to our own country on so many different levels. And shame on the American people who stand down on what's going on, friends. You got to keep in mind that the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. No, men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants. They paid the price of our freedom with their blood in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, as well as in the spiritual, okay? And when you read 2 Corinthians 5:15, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about, because we are to live unto him who died for us. So with that said, we're going to be getting to that in just a moment. And before I get to that again, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. There's none other name under heaven where by men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12. So let's start kicking this thing off, folks. We got lots to cover on this beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. Look what's going on in Sweden. Is this insanity, or what am I missing here? You know, isn't it interesting how this is happening on a worldwide basis? Bradley, you've been talking about this for a long time. Yes, I have. The objective is the kids. Well, Bradley, I just don't believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, because I told you 25 years ago that we were doing just fine in high schools until the mainstream media under George W. Bush picked up the whole gay agenda, working hand in glove with the corrupt in the mainstream media to try to normalize that which God calls an abomination, which P.S. posted script, it is a felony in every state of our country. But Bradley, you're not talking about what's going on in America. Oh, it's happening in America. As you all the well know, they're trying to control your speech. And the American people do not realize those that mean to restrict and censor and suppress your free speech mean to control you. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what it's about. And see, they're allowing the subversives to do the things that they're doing in the face of their fears. They're taking counsel from their fears, the fear of man, which brings a snare. And we shouldn't be doing that in this country, folks. We should be going back and referencing law like I'm going to do right now, as it tells us in Leviticus 22. Leviticus 22. And what does it tell us? It tells us in 18:22 and 20:13 of Leviticus, it says us that it's an abomination for a man to lie with a man. Why are they normalizing this all over the world, friends? Why is it such a big deal to push the narrative? Because again, if they can demoralize you, they can control you. In Sweden right now, these are the ads that are being posted. We don't always march straight with a man in a rainbow on his face. Now, it's not the rainbow of God, 9:12 of Genesis. No, it's a perversion of the rainbow. And they're bringing a curse upon themselves and everybody else that submits to them and their perversion. Here's another one. We don't always march straight. Here's a woman with a rainbow on her face. And notice what they did is they transposed and they photoshopped her face and put it on a man's body. Do catch that, folks, because they're trying to confuse you at every given level. Also wanted to let you know that this is another ad that they're posting out in Sweden, a flag worth defending, right? And it has a queer flag. No, it's not worth defending, folks. If you want to go ahead and set yourself at war with God, I can tell you right now, and so can they, if they would just turn around and look to short history, friends, that there is no history they have. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to look to their history, you can see that they brought a curse over and over and over upon the land, and it's exactly where we're at. When you look at Jude 1:7, what does it say? It says, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities are an example of those who indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural lust and were punished with eternal fire. Yep, well, the Lord had to bring what man failed to bring, right? If the man is not going to enforce his laws and keep his commandments, judgments, and statutes, and how they are to deal with these corrupt individuals, then the Lord will bring judgment in spite of man to the point of where the man wishes he would have did what he should have done when he had the time to do it. Let me go to the King James Version really quick. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, that's sex before marriage. You can put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9, and going after strange flesh are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Hey folks, eternal means forever. I just want to make clear you all understand, eternal means forever. It's not like temporal. It's not like the Lord's going to turn it off. Nope. You're going to be salted with fire. And did you know, as a matter of fact, and I would have you cross-check me on everything I say on the show, but another point to bring up that's very pertinent, did you know that Jesus talked more about hell than he did heaven? Isn't that interesting? He talked more about hell than he did heaven. Now, we're not to fear hell. Hell is the consequence of us failing to repent before a just and a holy God and transgressing his law, Acts 20, verse 21. But why did he spend so much time telling us that the worm never dies? Why did he tell us that the fire would be salted? Why did he tell us that the fire would not be quenched? Because he's teaching us to fear the Lord, not hell, okay? You know, there's a lot of people that want a savior, but they don't want a Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's where you're at and you want fire insurance, first of all, it doesn't exist, number one. And number two, you better understand that he's Lord over all, both heaven and hell. Okay, so he's your Lord regardless if you want to put it to the fact or not concerning his word. He's Lord already. Okay, he's Lord over the enemy that many serve that profess to be Christians today. And they're going to have a recompense upon themselves concerning what they've sowed into. Read Romans 6:23 when you get a moment as well. We're going to come right back. We're going to be talking about as the invasion continues, but I want to talk about this for a couple more minutes. First and foremost, I got some videos for you and some audio pieces. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Welcome back again, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You know, one of the things that I was just highlighting, friends, is what they're doing over in Sweden. They're doing it in America as well. This is where it's all coming from, is what America's allowing them to do, right? And they're calling the shots. You know, now, does it matter if you just give them a green light through your apathy and your tolerance? Does it affect you? I'm asking you the question. Did it affect the people in Sodom and Gomorrah that just said, you know what, I have nothing to do with it. I'm not guilty of what they're doing. Oh, yeah, you're an accomplice to the crime when you fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. I was just reading Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 last night. And it's interesting that when you read that, it says, keep my commandments and live. And I'm thinking of Proverbs 7, 2. And it talks about it throughout the whole duration of the book of Proverbs. And it's common sense. When we fail to keep the law, the lawless are going to take over. And it's exactly what the American people are allowing to happen. And what's been the fruit? Well, they've been preying on your kids, as you well know. There's nobody to blame but themselves for allowing such things to take place. You know, it's also interesting to note that one of the individuals that's been really kicking the agenda is this little innocent Taylor Swift, right? People, Satan comes in as an angel of light. That's what he does. He doesn't come in with his ears up and a big long tail in a fork and pound on your door and break it down and break in and tell you what you're going to do. No, he allures. He deceives. That's what he does, right? And if you look at who he was in the book of Ezekiel, oh my goodness, friends, there was nothing ugly about the dude. But the fact of the matter is what he did, his first mistake and his last mistake was that he wanted to be just like God. Read Isaiah 14, the whole of the chapter. I believe it starts in verse 12 as to what I'm making claim to when it comes to his first and his last mistake. And, you know, it's interesting. Taylor Swift just happens to be one of those people. But, you know, oh, Taylor, you know, the one that's being used by Disney in the music industry right now to zero in on your kids. You know, it's harmless, right? Yeah, I've heard this my whole life. You're talking to a guy that it was involved in touring with major acts. You're talking to a guy that's endorsed by major drum companies. You're talking to a guy that's been doing this for 25 years of my life, music. Don't tell me that music is not effective. It's not influential. And it's all premised on the message that they want to send. Just ask him. As a matter of fact, it was Socrates that said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." Is it true? Oh, absolutely it's true. Look what Taylor Swift is doing. She's now casting what they call men dressed as women, a model, Laith Ashley, as her love interest in Lavender Haze. That's her new music video. I mean, this is insane. They're not like hiding any of this. This is happening worldwide, friends. Why is it so important for them to confuse the up-and-coming generation? Because, again, as I said earlier, if they can demoralize you, they can control you. But another objective is to confuse you and to just go ahead and forfeit and relinquish all of your rights to those that have been telling you that they know better than you do, when, in fact, they don't even know what the Constitution says. Matter of fact, if the American people knew the Constitution today, everybody, for the most part, that you see in office today would be thrown in jail for their crimes in transgressing those laws. Oh, that's a fact. Just go ahead and take a look at their oath. Read Deuteronomy 23:23. Also read Numbers, not in this order, but Numbers 30, verse 2 first, and then Deuteronomy 23:23. Why is it such a big deal that they push this whole agenda, friends? Why? This is inviting the justice of God. This is inviting, friends, the wrath of God. I've said this before. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. That includes you as an individual and your communities and your country. That's what this is aimed at. This is the great takedown, if you allow it. It's called a mystery of iniquity, but where the mystery lies, I don't know. And I'm not saying it's not a mystery, but I am saying that I do understand what brings about resolve concerning all of the lawlessness, in other words, iniquity, that's rampant in America today. Let's first take care of our own country, right, friends? Before we talk about what's going on in other countries. But I'm saying that for the very purpose that I didn't confuse what I was just trying to share with you. Here's another something for you. Walsh's admin handed nearly $500,000 in taxpayer cash to what they call a left-wing group. It doesn't exist constitutionally. A legal group that demanded trans inmate move to women's prison. Do you see they're creating domestic insurrection? I bet the great wonder to the corrupt is that the people are still letting us do it. They're still letting us do whatever we want to do. It's not lawful. It's criminal behavior that's taking place here, friends. I just had to bring that up because it goes line upon line, precept upon precept, as what is in fact taking place in this country today. I'm going to go ahead and take Shad from South Dakota really quick. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Shad?
Hello, Bradley Dean.
Hello,
Shad,
sir.
In South Dakota.
Yes, sir.
You and I, and just by way of introduction, you and I made some world first news when I last spoke to you. Regarding Timothy Walz, your infamous governor over there.
Yes.
The communist Maoist avocation. And I told you about my travels with him in summer semester of 1995 in the nation of China. The fact that he liked to collect Mao's Little Red Book. And that the treatise of Mao, you know, lives and thrives in his heart. He's going to be a CCP plant and a CCP puppet to an even greater extreme than the Biden family. But there's new news that I wanted to bring to you today, and I'm hopeful that you're ready for that.
Okay.
When Tim Walz, I'm in touch with a source in the state of Nebraska. Tim served in the National Guard in the state of Nebraska, also state of Arkansas, and of course Minnesota. But when he was with the 168th Field Artillery, 1st Battalion of the 168th Field Artillery, there are three people who have now come out and said a top secret manual and involving nuclear munitions that run through a specific piece of equipment that was deployed through that unit. A field manual for that piece of equipment went missing just before Tim Walz left their unit in Nebraska and actually relocated to Minnesota. And it happened. They're claiming none of them want to go public. I've implored them to. They have documentation. They say they reported it. It was kicked up the chain of command in the National Guard. None of them are willing to break their silence for fear of recrimination. They're scared spitless to stick their heads above the foxhole in this situation. I know there are several news outlets that are working right alongside yours truly and trying to get them to be willing to tell the story. And we're just hoping that this can come out in timely enough fashion to be of some import in the election, especially now that we're up to the 29th iteration of the Russia hoax on the side of the Democrats.
Okay.
But what they're alleging is that this manual, which deals with a half kiloton nuclear munition round, so an artillery shell that can be fired and deployed, but has a half kiloton nuclear payload attached to it, so it can fire a distance of 75 to 100 miles and actually work as a deployable nuclear explosion of a half kiloton. And there was a specific manual for the handling and the deployment of that round that was distributed via an upgrade to the M109 Paladin self-propelled howitzer. And that was deployed in 1992, 1993, rolled out force-wide in 1993. And they're saying that this manual went missing from their battalion there in Alliance, Nebraska, right about the time that Tim made his exit and took one of his 30-plus infamous trips to the nation of China.
Yeah, yeah. Shad, we'll set up another time for you, guy, and I totally appreciate the update. Matter of fact, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and highlight some of the things that you were just talking about, and I want to add to it because we were just talking about Tim Walz just a moment ago. And there it is. I mean, the guy's being called out left and right. He's absolutely what Shad said. He is a plant. There's no doubt about it. Presidents, by the way, friends, are not elected by the people. They're selected. We've known that since the 30s. They're putting up the most debased. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. And out of that, what's becoming of it, friends? They're there to destroy. And it's exactly what we're seeing happening, friends. They're destroying the country because the people keep playing into the hands of the establishment because they haven't figured out that this is all untrue. It's all a scheme. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14 as well when you get a moment. But I want to highlight this so you can see this for yourself. Four Minnesota National Guard vets blast coward and habitual liar Tim Walz for cutting and running. Okay, but you got to understand too, friends, and I know Shad had brought the Democratic Party up. That doesn't exist no more than it does the Republican Party, because if you want to talk about cowards, folks, it applies to Donald Trump as well. He's a draft dodger several times over and over and over again. But I do want to highlight this. We have known of this for a long time in this country because the same thing took place with George W. Bush. When George W. Bush came out and said that he was a veteran, well, guess what, friends? He wasn't.
At the Sons of Liberty,
we'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty Radio. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-3-0-7-4-7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era. when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know, folks, we have the brand new book out. It is called Children of the Apostate. It is literally flying off the shelves. We totally appreciate it. With that said, the girls had put up a piece along with Tim Brown concerning the three-book pack. And if you'd like to get those, the orders will go out tomorrow morning. And you will have them within 3 to 5 days, say, at the USPS. But all three of them go for $35. Do check out our store. Also check out, friends, not only the store, but also check out our schedule, because we're going to be up in Indiana, up and coming. I'm going to show you how this is done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Going to the schedule. That's where I'm going right now, or at least I'm trying to. But when I go to the bottom there, we're going to, after we just finished the Minnesota State Fair, we're going to be in Portage, Indiana, Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road, October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m. We are booking right now. Yesterday I was on Caleb Collier's radio show and his television program. He's a great guy. I really like that kid. And with that said, hopefully we're going to be doing something with him, and we're looking to Southern Minnesota as well. So again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it, just again, for the record. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, if you would like to book us. Also want to let you know, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. Please stick to the topic, 281-845-4704. Now, I want to get on in moving forward concerning the things that we have to cover here, because I got some brand new video. It just came up this morning. It's just a little snippet, and I got to show it to you, okay? Because here's Dr. Phil again, and it's interesting how they're divulging this information out now to the public through their chosen outlets. They're not being censored. They're not being suppressed. So why all of a sudden are they releasing this information to us? It doesn't matter. You're getting the information. These are promised from the Lord as to what's going on, because he's in control in the blessings and in the curses, in great specificity concerning individuals. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason I want to go ahead and show this piece to you, because Americans, you already know that you're being invaded. You already know that the government is, before this is all, it's been all pre-planned. There's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen that's not pre-planned. Roosevelt said the same thing back in the 30s. And what we're seeing now, friends, is that they're giving the illegals phone apps, and they're communicating with those that are bringing them into America. Again, remember, military age men, they're finding military style camps on the southern border. You know, they're being incentivized, $5,000, $10,000 cards. They're given free cell phones. They're given plane tickets by the governors at large, not just what you would call the left, friends. The right are doing the same thing. And they're pouring these individuals, these illegals, into cities all over the country. Last week, I'd highlighted the crimes of the illegals. I'm not talking about those that are assimilating. Welcome. You're afforded asylum constitutionally, but you're going to assimilate to our ways. You come in illegally. We all have a problem with you, as well as those that came in legally from other countries. And what you have to see here, friends, is it's not just, you know, them coming from the southern border. It's not just the Muslims. And I'm going to make a point with that in a moment, too, because once you see what you're going to see here, you have to understand that the individual that Dr. Phil is showing this information to, his during his first incumbency as the president of the United States of America, he actually financed it. So when we did the show on Judas Goat concerning Donald Trump and other corrupt politicians that are sold to you as the good guys, you know, remember what Albert Pike said, well, deliver them up when the people need a hero. That's what they do. I want you to see this for yourself, because the Chinese in a big way, and I've warned of China and Russia for decades on this radio program now. Well, we're seeing these waves come up to the beach now, friends. These things are happening where they're beginning to affect our personal lives, and they should have been affecting your personal lives a long time ago, because if they did, we'd have held the corrupt politicians accountable for their crimes and not dealing with those that they should have. And I'm thinking of Article 2, Section 4, again, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, because if we did, we wouldn't be where we're at today talking about the issues that we are. Prevention is better than cure is the Lord's message. It always has been and always will be. But if we don't want to take heed to those warnings, this is what's going to happen. So I want you to go ahead and take a peek at this. I'm going to go ahead and refresh this for you. And then I'm going to play this out by Dr. Phil talking to Donald Trump. Now listen carefully as to what he says and what he's highlighting here concerning the United States.
Why is nobody talking about this part right here of the interview with Dr. Phil? Y'all watch this.
Look at this map. I did a show about this. The red is where Chinese government has funded buying major farmland.
Yeah.
And then superimposed on that are some of our most strategic military bases. Yeah. And you can see there's Dugway Proving Ground.
Notice the Midwest is wide open.
Biological chemical weapons, they're surrounding it. Utah Test Training Range, the largest supersonic authorized restricted airspace in the United States. Whiteman Air Force Base, B-2 Spirit Stealth Bomber Base, Missile Drone Operations, MQ-9 Reaper, Global Strike Command 3, Fort Liberty, Airborne Special Operations Forces, Rapid Deployment. We've allowed them to come in and buy up agricultural land, wind farms, no wind, no blades on some of the towers, but they're surrounding our military bases. Right. We've allowed that to take place.
Why is nobody talking about this part
so
right,
folks,
here? The interview.
Did you notice the map? Did you notice the Midwest was completely open, wide open? Well, he was talking about Chinese infiltration around military bases in the United States of America. Again, I can take this in great specificity concerning the Word of God. And I want to do that because, people, you need to understand that, again, under the judgments, the Lord's in control. The bad guys are not. Under the blessings, the good guys aren't in control. The Lord's in control of all things. Okay, good, bad, or ugly, it doesn't matter. He's in control of all things. And the reason I'm saying that is because I want you to listen to this, because this is about as simple as it gets in understanding why these things are happening in America today. So when I look at Deuteronomy and I go to 28, and then what I do is I look at verse 15. Okay, so the first 15 verses in Deuteronomy 28, this is, by the way, the section of the Bible that George Washington kissed on his inaugural address, when he swore his oath upon the Bible. Then he kissed Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses, as a great warning to all of us. And so when you go to 1 to 15, those are all the blessings to an obedient people. And it gives us all provision for the Lord to deal with our enemies. I mean, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Oh, and the list goes on. The people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us, not for our sake, but for his name's sake. Okay? And the list goes on. And it's not just the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament too, a fulfilling of the old in the new, right? All those provisions are there. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. The list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. I mean, the Lord will bless those that bless us and curse those that curse us, right? And that's what he does, and that's what he's done. And now we're here 250 years later, living in the greatest nation on this earth. And what are we doing with that? The longest standing constitution in modern history. We're daring God's justice by doing nothing, with which is an injustice to ourselves and to our kids and our communities and our cities and our states. But I want you to listen to this when it comes to the curses. What's the first hinge the Lord says after the blessings? What is it that, where does it turn to the curses? It says it right in verse 15. Listen carefully. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe painstakingly to do all of his commandments and his statutes, as the how to deal with the crime, which I suggest to you. Is that what he said? No. As I command thee this day, that all these curses shall now come upon thee, and they shall overtake you. There it is. There it is. And then you want to talk about the invasion that's going on, folks. You know, and I see this all the time, and it's very bothersome to me on so many different fronts. But I got to tell you, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody that comes into America illegally act like what's theirs is theirs for the taking. Guess what? That's a part of the curse. And it's exactly how they're acting. They're acting like they've worked for what has been given to them illegally through a bunch of Judases sitting in some office in federal and state government. And it's not their business to do it. And so I hear the Lord saying, well, if you don't want to deal with them, then they're just going to go ahead and continuously do it all the more. You're adding strength to their tyranny. Okay? Yeah, and it's going to come to our front door. Read Amos 6:3. Hey, folks, the only thing that you have left concerning the mercy of God in this country, standing between you and the natural in tyranny, is the fact that you're an armed people. That's it. And guess what they're going in for now? Your said representatives. In the face of the invasion, I think many people have forgotten that it's their said representatives that have created the invasion. Because they're not working for you. They've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver as they kiss you and betray you, just like the guy sitting across the table from none other than Dr. Phil, named Donald Trump. I want you to listen to this. When I go after it, it's just starting the curses, and I want you to listen carefully and tell me, is this what you're seeing in this country today? You ready for this? So it tells us, and I'm just going down just a little bit concerning the invasion that's taking place. It says in verse 36, the Lord shall bring you and your said representative, which you shall set over you,
unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. That's called the United Nations, a global order. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. I'm going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to play this video again for you in just a moment. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Listen carefully. Verse 43, under the curses, the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Oh, did I forget to tell you this? And I'm not being facetious because I'm in this boat with you as well, friends. All of us are. We're not an island unto ourselves. We're in this together. Just so we all can understand that. Good, bad, and ugly. We're all in it together, folks. When you look at Leviticus 26, it starts out the curses, and it's absolutely amazing. And look at the parallel between 26 of Leviticus and that of 28 of Deuteronomy. What I want you to check out is this. And if you shall despise, I'm sorry, let me go to verse 14, Leviticus 26. But if you will not listen to me, this is what the Lord says, and will not do all of these commandments, it's because you're not born of the Spirit of God. John 3:3, and if you shall despise my statutes, the way I bring about resolve concerning my judgments, or if your soul abhor my judgments, evil men understand not judgment, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant. This is the first thing he says. He said, I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. He said in verse 17, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you. And those that hate you shall reign over you. And it tells us, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. That's a curse. Because you don't fear the face of God, where there's strong confidence, where the Lord makes his righteous bold as lions, forward to danger. And what does it say right after that, folks? I mean, you want to talk about great specificity? If you don't want to listen to Bradley Dean preach forth my word right now, listen carefully, because you're already into this. You're into the cycle of this already. It's not coming to this. We're already in this. He said, I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. And then he said this, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, is what he said. Okay? He said, and if you will not yet for all of this, we're here, friends. He said, if you don't want to listen to me at this point, he goes, then I'm going to punish you seven times more for your sins. Seven times more. Oh, that's not good enough. I'm going to play this video again for you in just a moment. Talking about the invasion right now, friends. It's going beyond. Americans don't need more information. As I've said before, we don't need other guests to tell you exactly what's happening. You see who they're appointing. You see who's doing the destroying. You see who they're alluring. That's called treason, Americans. Listen carefully. That's Article 3, Section 3. The stranger that is within you shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Okay? Let's go to verse 50. What does it say? And a nation of a fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Okay? Then it says in verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all of thy gates. Listen carefully to what happens next. The Lord says, he said, then thy high and fenced walls will come down. What are you talking about concerning the southern border? I just went on Breitbart to highlight the first omnibus bill done by Donald Trump, yours truly, the one that they're trying to usher back into office right now. It's interesting that the wall was never built. 281-845-4704. Not one inch of the new wall was ever built that he promised to build. Not one inch. 100 miles was refurbished, but not one inch of that wall. We found out when Donald got there what he said and what he did, again, were two different stories. He actually tripled his support of those from the Middle East, the Muslims, of that of Barack Obama. No joke. Why? Because people were sleeping. Matthew 13, 25. The enemy sows tares when men slept. Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open. Okay, I'm just doing my best by the Holy Ghost and the anointing, Isaiah 10, 27, to pry them open with my words. Amen? I want you to listen to this. He said, he shall besiege thee in all thy gates. That means, friends, a slow takeover. These are the judgments of God. A slow takeover. He said, if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou fearest the Lord in his glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then I will make thy plagues wonderful. You want to talk about a virus, friends? Oh, folks, and I'm not just pulling this out of the air. It's here. He told us what we're experiencing right now. In our reality right now is what the Lord would said if we failed to keep his commandments. This is why I tell people, folks, the message is not out of the fear of consequence, but out of the fear of God. You have transgressed his moral law 1,000 times over. You have no righteousness of your own. That's why you repent, Acts 20, verse 21. And you must, by commandment, give forth fruits and bring forth fruits of repentance. That doesn't just apply to me. That applies to this people as a country. The game is over. You're not fooling anybody or anything, especially the Lord God on earth, on high, who says that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Let me finish on this note, and then I'm going to play this video again. And it shall come to pass, this is verse 63, that as the Lord rejoiced over you, America, to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to now destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from the land whither thou goest to possess it. Hey, folks, I say to the American people, you're going the wrong direction. You've been going the wrong direction for a long time in this country. Don't know any other way to say it than what is already written, and that's what I'm going to hold to anyways. I want you to check this video out of Dr. Phil highlighting again what's going on in your country right now. That it's safe for them to now divulge and release this information to you. But this is information we have been blowing the trumpet on for a long, long time from this radio broadcast.
Look at this map. I
look at the map.
This.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The red is where look at Chinese government has funded buying major farmland.
Yeah.
And then superimposed on that are some of our most strategic military bases. Yeah. And you can see there's
surrounding.
There's Dugway Proving Ground. That's military equipment, biological, chemical weapons. They're surrounding it. Utah Test Training Range, the largest supersonic authorized restricted airspace in the United States. Whiteman Air Force Base, B-2 Spirit Stealth Bomber Base, missile drone operations. MQ-9 Reaper, Global Strike Command 3, Fort Liberty, Airborne Special Operations Forces.
The list goes on.
We've allowed them to come in and buy up agricultural land, wind farms, no wind, no blades on some of the towers, but they're surrounding our military.
Don't sit there and suggest to me anybody in this country, because I'm not going to play the fool along with you. But to suggest that Donald Trump is looking at it like this is brand new information, you've got to be out of your mind. This is why we have to turn and look to the Lord in repentance and get this right, friends. I wanted to show you as to why some will say, well, Bradley, what's the deal with the Midwest? How come there's no Chinese camps there? Because that's where they've been with a large number of influx concerning the Muslims from Somalia that mean to conquer America that Tim Walz has given seat to at his table. You see that they changed the flag in the state of Minnesota that looks very similar to that of Somalia, which is a sign of conquering. It's the only place in the United States of America where they can actually pray through a speaker system in South Minneapolis, Muslim prayers 5 times a day. I'm not making this up. This is what happens when you reject God. It's just how it works, and this is how it goes when you reject the prophetic voice. That's really what it is. Why do you think the Lord sends prophets? Isn't it interesting? Real prophets, they hold to the word of God. They don't create things and prophesy from their own carnal hearts, do they? No, they hold to the word of God, and that's what we're doing here. Prophetically, not claiming to be anything, but holding to the prophet's words. I want you to see what's going on. This is old news from 2009, and I want you to check it out concerning why we didn't see any Chinese military or Chinese buying up land in the Midwest, because it's happening in the Midwest where the Muslims are, what? Colonizing.
Is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil and has over 35 compounds right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network has uncovered some disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fruqa, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali Ghanali, the mastermind and the leader of the group here in the U.S.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at the Grand Hope University offices in upstate New York.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, folks, for the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and copy this, and I'm going to append it on the comments section on live stream platforms right now as we speak.